The Venice Simplon Orient Express has a powerful engine, perfect for anyone who wants to disappear or hide their deepest secrets. Mr. X intends to do just that. He is on a mission that relies on the utmost discretion. His private compartment on the train ensures secrecy for his travels. He tries to relax, but his strong hand is clasped around the handle of a locked suitcase. He knows the files it contains are so important that he cannot let go, even for a second. He must do everything he can to get the files to Venice and safely away from the villainous organization who wishes to use the information to build weapons. He knows they must be after him, and that they will send their very best to get in his way. A mysterious woman has entered Mr. X's private compartment. His new traveling companion turns, tempting Mr. X to forget all about his mission. His palms begin to sweat as Miss G turns around, shaking her snow-covered fur coat and hat. Her face is striking, her lips supple. Something stirs within Mr. X. Her fur slips past her shoulders, revealing a long, black dress with a single slit all the way up to her hip. The fabric of her dress hugs every curve, inviting Mr. X's gaze to do the same. Mr. X is torn. If he says no, he risks drawing the attention of the train and its conductor, and that is something he cannot afford. Who knows what prying eyes might be on board? But if he allows the woman her request of safe passage, it is not just a question of trusting her, but trusting himself. He finds himself lost in that slit in her black dress. He hungers to know what lies beneath it. He can see just enough of her thigh, enough to drive him mad. Even if he sent her away, her thigh would possess his mind the whole ride, from here to Venice. Mr. X nods in agreement. After all, now he has an excuse to watch her closely, all night long. She smiles at him and thanks, before moving to usher her belongings in the racks above where he sits, her ample cleavage shifting just above his eyeline. Is she toying with him? Mr. X knows he can't compromise his mission, but the night stretches out ahead of them, long and never-ending. He won't be able to sleep a wink. Talking might help keep him awake. Miss G smiles knowingly. Mr. X nods, trying not to notice the outline of her nipples, cold, hard, and inviting, through the black of her dress. She points to his suitcase, and Mr. X's heart nearly stops. Has he been compromised? Her directness brings heat underneath Mr. X's collar, even in this snowy night. He's being paranoid. It's hard to think straight with such a beautiful woman in front of him. So close he can even smell her sweet scent. He begins to loosen his black tie from around his neck, helping the blood flow better. And he doesn't mind her wandering eyes as he does so. She crosses her leg through the slit, exposing the thigh from before. Mr. X cannot help himself but sneak a glance. She catches his eye and runs a delicate finger across her soft skin, tracing up near her inner thigh. She continues grazing her fingertips against her own skin. Mr. X shifts in his seat and unbuttons the top button of his crisp white shirt. Miss G eyes the sliver of his exposed chest with secret delight. Mr. X raises an eyebrow. A lucky guess that he was headed for the final destination. She begins to finger the black straps of her dress, drawing his eye to her exquisite collarbones. He feels his desire for her rising beneath his pants. He notices his own heavied breathing and the window, now fogged from the heat radiating between the two. He stands, suddenly, his stature towering above her gallantly. She hadn't realized how big and strong he was until now. He moves to the window to let in the night air, but it won't budge. She rises and moves alongside him, her bare arms brushing against his clothed muscles. As they work to open the window, her breasts jiggle with the movement of the train, but try as they might, it won't open. There's sweat on his brow and on his palms, and the suitcase slips from Mr. X's grasp to the floor. In a flash, Miss G lunges for the suitcase, secures it in one hand, and opens the private compartment door with the other. Mr. X follows her into the hall and catches the end of her long, black dress, pulling her close and against his warm body. His arm is locked around her waist. She can feel his heartbeat against her bare back. She turns, still within his grasp, her lips close to his. Her mission, to sabotage his by any means necessary, seems like a distant memory when she feels him pressed against every inch of her body. She feels his hard cock on her lower back, wanting her. Her own wetness tells her they want the same thing. What if, for one night, they stop this game of cat and mouse and indulge their top secret desires? She slides her free hand up his body, running a shiver down his spine. She fingers his exposed chest, her breath hot against him. All thoughts of the suitcase vanish as the train halts violently, and Mr. X catches Miss G in his muscular arms. They return to the private compartment, no longer strangers or spies pit against one another, but forbidden lovers, eager to join their bodies as one. One night of pleasure, then back to business, an agreement and truce fed by their desires. Mr. X puts the suitcase above the rack, safe and sound for now. Then he turns on his heel and grabs her shoulders forcefully, putting a rough finger to her supple lips. Her bare back pressed against the cool of the fogged window as he moves his head down her body, planting kisses with each breath. He can feel the landscape of her body through the thin fabric of her dress. He disappears beneath her long slit to kiss her where she is sweetest. Her back begins to arch as her breathing slows into moans. He moves his tongue deeper and her hands grasp at his clothes, his tongue moving inside her. First, she removes his suit jacket, revealing the muscles that caught her earlier. Then, his black tie that she wished to use and pull him close with all night. She unbuttons his shirt to feel his whole chest beneath her fingers. his heart is racing too. She pulls his head back to face hers, and he slides his fingers between her legs as he kisses her lips, her neck, then her lips again. She can live forever beneath his lips. She reaches for his belt buckle, but he stops her with a smile. He takes off his trousers, slowly, making her watch. Her body writhes with desire. She bites her wet lips as he reveals his body to her. She slips her straps from each soft, bare shoulder, and as she exposes each of her breasts, Mr. X kisses them gently. He licks her nipples, one at a time. He pulls her dress down below her hips, and she wraps her long legs around his waist. Their bodies intertwined, no more secrets between them. He moves his hard cock inside of her, and she moans with blissful pleasure. He can feel how easily she takes him in, how wet she is for him, how much she wants him inside her. She moves her head back as he kisses her neck, thrusting into her. He moves into her, urgently, hard and deep, like the train barrels through the snowy night air. He feels her whole body shaking with want, from her head to her curling toes, and he knows she will tell him anything. Let him do anything. He knows, in this moment, she is his.